machine guns, also we can't build IHL into the machine gun, so it only shoots when the person at the other end of the bullet is a legitimate target. We rely then on the human to comply with IHL and the use of the machine gun. So the extent to which the burden of compliance is going to shift from the human to the machine depends on the scope of the mission. And so if the human has already identified some region in which, for example, they know with reasonable certainty that all males are combatants, then they are taking the responsibility for then creating a mission which says, go into this geographical region and kill all males that you find while leaving all females and children, I should have said adult males, leave all females and children alive. That kind of mission, I think, is something that could be carried out. And I think we would say that we're getting into the realm of a fully autonomous weapon, right? So I assume that when we talk about fully autonomous, we're not talking about something that wakes up in the morning and says, you know what? I think we need to have a war with China today, begging the forgiveness of the Chinese representative. I hope that that's not what we mean by fully autonomous, right? That unless it by itself can decide to declare war, it doesn't reach the level of full autonomy, right? It's a question of the scope of the mission. And, you know, a cruise missile, you know, now can have a quite complex mission where it can be launched at target A, but if before it reaches target A, that target is destroyed, or if there, it turns out that that target is too well protected, it could divert to target B. But in those cases, target A and target B are determined to be legitimate targets by the human. So that's really important. The selection of the targets is made in advance according to human judgment. So to me, the key property of autonomy that changes the nature of warfare is the ability of the weapon to select targets by itself in a way where the individual targets are not pre-approved by human judgment, either as individual targets or en masse, as would be the case in the use of a larger weapon. So it seems to me that from a purely AI point of view, the ability to create fully autonomous weapons already exists. And it's primarily a problem of engineering and integration, miniaturization, and manufacturing. So I think we specifically need to not think of this as science fiction.